All right, joined now by three members of the Knoxville girls soccer team, Charlie Heffron, Taylor Jones, and Abby Wadley. Ladies, thanks for joining us. And coming off a tough loss to Indianola on Thursday night, Charlie, I'll start with you. I was just kind of listening in on the coach's comments after the game. He said, played very well considering you were kind of shorthanded tonight.
We have a lot of girls out, especially on the defensive hand of our field right now. But we really tried to have a new setup. We had a new formation in the back. So we really try to work around that. And we have a lot of new drills running at practice. And we're really trying to incorporate that into games and really get that in there to get girls defend well.
And Taylor, I know, you know, you were kind of busy just out there just trying to keep things going. What kind of things were you looking to set up? Were you setting up people or were you having people to kind of get you set up a little bit to try to advance the ball?
Yes. So as Charlie said, we're trying a new formation, which is called fire. But so we have our two in the back. Well, we have our four in the back, two, and then we have kind of like an eight. And then we have our three up top. So then the ones in the middle, we try to go off of them, and then we go from there, and then we just work through that. And we've been working through that pretty well, I would say, considering we have a lot of injuries. Again, Janae Baker, she's a forward, and without her, we've been struggling, but we've been doing really well throughout that. And when we're in the middle, we just have to work throughout the middle, and then it plays out pretty well.
And Abby, you were pretty busy in goal, but stopped all but two of the shots. How do you think, from your perspective, things went back there?
I think it was pretty good. Indianola puts up a tough offense. They had a lot more girls up there than teams we've played before. You know, teams we've played have always had two girls up there, and Indianola's pushing more. So that's going to affect our defense formation. Like, our defense has never seen that, so that's kind of a new thing that we had to work through tonight. But for the most part, they put up good shots, but it's all about the angles for me and just getting to that.
We're standing here, I believe you're 3-4 right now, and how have things gone the first seven games, Charlie, for everybody, just as a team as a whole, as a kind of a 20,000-foot overview of what's going on so far?
Well, as a whole, I think we're just trying to get through these real hard stretches we've had these couple games. We played some pretty good teams, and we're just trying to get through it as a team, and we have a big team on our team posters. What was it? Strong together or
unstoppable?
Unstoppable alone, strong together, or something.
Yep. Yeah,
I can't.
It's like that. It's like that. It's something like that.
As a team, we're really just trying to work together and just really work as a team and try to get a win out of it. So
they took the picture. They just don't know what's on what's on the cap.
It's on the back of our shirts
it's on the back
too.
Of our
shirts. Strong alone, unstoppable alone together.
Yep.
Same thing.
Well, Taylor, what kind of things are you girls working through once you get back healthy, everybody together? Because it looks like you're a pretty good team when you're 100% healthy and everybody's on the field.
Oh, we've been playing so well together this year. It's been awesome. The team is amazing. We just get along. And once we're all back fully healthy, I know we'll be able to get there and make those goals so fast. It'll be awesome.
Abby, earlier in the week, as we're talking, you had a couple shutouts. So, what's that like when, you don't allow any goals and, are out there and you look at the scoreboard and the other team has a goose egg? I know tonight wasn't, but, in past games, it's been, had a hand in shutting out the teams.
Yeah, the past couple of games have been nice. I mean, the defense has shut out a lot of things. I didn't have very many saves the past two games before this. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Nice sitting back there. It's a little cold, but it's nice sitting back there and just being able to see the field and communicate to my defense and not really worry about a lot of offensive things for me. It's nice getting shutouts. It's a good thing to get under my belt, but we'll keep working on getting more.
Yeah.
And I got to ask, down the line here, what's it like being out here this year when a year ago we were doing nothing? We're sitting at home and just wondering if this is the season going to even get started, which obviously it didn't.
It's a million times better than sitting at home alone with no one else. I was with my sisters all quarantine, and I love them to death, but I'd rather be with my team in
yeah.
the spring.
Yes, I agree. Oh.
Yeah, Taylor. What was that like just, and what's that like now just, being out and doing stuff?
I love soccer. This is my sport and it's amazing being out here. From quarantine, I was really bummed about last season. We didn't get to have it, which stunk, but being out here is amazing. And the team, I love them to death.
And Abby, I know last year I remember talking to you, and you were really down about not having a season, and now you're out here and having, looks like a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, I was heartbroken when last season got canceled. Like, soccer is probably one of my favorite sports just because the environment. We have a really good team chemistry, and the coaches are just great, and I love this, and I love playing it. But this year's been really nice because going from freshman to junior year, it's a little different.
Big jump. You're
a lot more built up physically and emotionally, mentally. Like, there's so many factors that build in once you grow up. Like, I can see it on the field. Some of these girls that we've started developing through freshman year, they're improving so much, and it's been great to be able to work on that this year.
All right, final question down the line. What do you girls want to accomplish this year as a team, by the time you walk off the field for the last time?
Well, first, I'd like to have a winning record, but we really want to go farther in seeing state. You know, 2 years ago, it was kind of an abrupt ending, and we weren't expecting it. So I think we're just really trying to work towards a better postseason this year.
I would agree with Abby, just trying to work together better in the off the season, and then just keep going, try to get to state.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Get as far as possible with as much as little time as we've had. We've only played 2 seasons, and with the only amount of time we've had, mm-hmm. we've improved a lot together, and it's kind of cool to see us really step up